Joss Whedon fans out there must be pleased with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Indeed, they may not even be campaigning anymore to have it renewed for a second season, because generally as soon as a Joss Whedon season series starts, you have to start campaigning against its cancellation early, so you can hit the ground running.
Yeah, but get cancelled. But I think after the Avengers, Joss Whedon can basically write his own check.
Well, possibly, yes.
Possibly.
I mean, they released Cabin in the Woods.
I agree with you. He can write his own check. I wish, therefore, that he would make a good TV series.
Right.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
I'm undecided. I've only watched the first two episodes, and I will admit that it didn't grab me like Buffy and Firefly did.
That's my problem. Well,
but Buffy took a while to catch on.
No, Buffy didn't.
Firefly didn't. Buffy just, like, I watched the first episode of Buffy,
about Buffy and Firefly, I've been trying to work this out with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I really wanted to like it. And the thing with Buffy and Firefly is that they're it's a really cool ensemble cast where almost every character, minor or major, is interesting in their own right. And you feel that even if I don't know the backstory, I want to know it. I love these characters.
Yes, this is very true.
So Giles shows up on Buffy as a librarian and he's just cool. And Xander, he's just cool. And Willow is greatest geek ever. I mean, it's just this cast of great people. And then you watch Firefly and you get this great cast.
Yeah.
And then you watch Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and you get, well, Coulston's not bad and Cavalry's kind of promising. And then I'm really not sure about the others. And so I have to
agree with you.
Don't get sucked in with the characters the way Marvel's festival.
On the other hand, I've been watching it to watch the characters develop.
Yeah, as I said, I've only watched the first two episodes, so I'm not sure. It's had some cute little moments. Mm. It's had some very, very Joss moments, like, you know, the comment about the main female character being, you know, you're just one of those cosplay people who hang around outside Tony Stark's place. That's really cute.
It's got a lot of cute moments. I think that my hassle with it is simply that the best Joss work has started with the really good characters that I want to see develop.
Yes,
and this time I know he's going to develop them. I know he's going to do something cool, and I can understand that. But they're not cool from the outset. They're just not interesting from the outset.
Yeah. Which I think is a problem because it is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and it's in a certain framework of, you know, you have to have these military government types who tend to have relatively set personalities, so I'm not entirely sure how that will work.
Yeah, the reason I like it is the tech is right.
Well, I mean, it echoes you look at the hacker.
If you look at the tech, the vehicles, the displays, they all match what was in the original comic book S.H.I.E.L.D. series.
Oh, okay.
You look at it, you go, yes. And I'm sure the great mystery about what happened to Agent Coulson will come down to
LMD. And I'm enjoying the great mystery, and I like that bit. But that's a hassle, is that Coulson's the best character in it still. Although I found it really interesting reading a review where they had at the end all of the great quotes from the episode.
Mm.
And every one of the quotes I loved were from the last 2 minutes when Nick Fury turns up. And the rest of it, they had nothing positive to say. But at the end, when Nick Fury comes, oh, it was so good then.
For those who don't know, if you hadn't watched the Avengers movie, Agent Coulson died, but now he's not dead. So there's a bit of a mystery about he's not dead.
I think the smart money is on life model decoys.
Possibly, yeah. But I do like the whole, it's very, the whole, you know, he went to Tahiti, you know, it's a wonderful place.
it's a running gag.
Yes, it's a running gag, and it's clearly...
They'll play with it eventually, and I think he'll do good things with it, because Josh normally does. My problem is still that I wish he was doing good things with better characters. And my biggest problem is the Hacker character, who she's had a lot of focus so far.
She has.
And she's not believable.
Yeah.
And that's been hurting the whole way through.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the other hand, the pilot they got
is great. The Cavalry is
wonderful.
Oh, yes. She's solid. She's one of the only other characters I think works other than Coulston.
Mm. And again, well, you know, in terms of actors, I mean, she's, you know, Ming-Na Wen is well known. Mm. She's you know, been around for a while, and Clark Gregg as Agent Coulston, and the rest of them, it's an unknown cast basically, the main cast anyway. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah, but it hasn't grabbed me yet.
I'm enjoying watching it. I have hope.
Mm. Yes,
but I wish it started with stronger characters from the outset.
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't worry me as much. The fact the scripts are interesting is what's kept me watching.
Yeah.